Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Tom Crawford. A special Jack and Tom show edition of Ebling and You. Tom, it won't be long. You got this thing figured out? You know how this game's going to go?
No, I don't have this figured out. This game is, you know, it's I call it hypertension week this week. You know, everybody's all wired. Everybody's all geeked up.
There are different scenarios, though. Some people think that you just heard Jim Miller, Michigan State's going to win by two touchdowns.
Yep. And
Mark Dotson, a frequent caller of the show, told me last night, Michigan by 10.
And when I talked to Jim Brandstetter earlier this week, sending up the interview for Saturday, and he thinks that Michigan State's going to have a more difficult time going against Michigan than they are against Wisconsin. You know, as far as defending them, he thinks it's a good matchup with Michigan State to Wisconsin. It won't be a good matchup, Michigan State to Michigan, from a Spartan standpoint. So you hear all these perspectives. I'm totally confused. I don't know what to think. All I want is a big maize and blue victory at about 7:15 on Saturday, and I'll be one happy camper.
You know who's a key guy this week is freshman Tony Lippitt.
Okay.
It's his job to impersonate Denard Robinson. And he was a pretty electric guy in high school, but they can't take Keyshawn Martin and say, you have to be Denard Robinson, so somebody else
has to. Yeah, well, that would have been a good example. You know, I'm always fearing they're going to put Keyshawn Martin in a Wildcat or do something like that, which would drive Michigan's defense crazy. You know, I always had a lot of confidence in Michigan football over the past decades when they had a solid defense, because Bo Schembechler used to always say, hey, you have a good defense, good kicking game, you're going to be in every game. But now you have a bad defense and a bad kicking game, you're going to have your offense bail you out. And I just don't have that fundamental confidence in offenses bailing your team out as much as defenses bailing your team out. That's just me. I don't know. But it makes for great theatrics, and it should be a high-scoring game on Saturday.
What do you think Bo Schembechler would be saying right now, looking at this U of M defense on film?
That's barnyard football or something like that. Yeah. You know, he wants the blocking and the tackling. And Michigan's defense, and this actually goes back to Lloyd's last year in 2007. Visually, you could see that they weren't as good a tackling team back then. And it's been going on for 4 years. And I'm telling you what, at the Indiana game, you know, when anybody had separation on Michigan in the secondary, you get the second level, linebacker level, and in the secondary, Michigan doesn't seem to be able to bring anybody down. And that's going to be difficult.
I know what the problem really is with this Michigan defense, Tom. I've studied it. I think I've got it isolated.
What is it?
Not enough practice. They need to practice a lot
going
more.
Back to the practice.
Down to 20 hours. That's going to hurt you.
Yeah.
You're going to give up 480 yards passing to Indiana.
You know, when I look at this game, though, Jack, getting back to the game itself, I think there's more pressure on Michigan than there is Michigan State.
Why?
Because, first of all, Michigan State's won twice in a row, and that's huge for Michigan State. I mean, Michigan had the 8-game winning streak in the 70s. They had the 6-game winning streak in the early 2000s. And I just think that, you know, and they got and as an athletic department, as a university, Michigan State has basketball to fall back on. This is it for Michigan. I mean, this football is our cornerstone. And so for
swimming, gymnastics.
Okay, fine. Yeah, that's good. But I mean, from a fan perspective, an alumnus perspective, this game is so much. And I will go on record as saying it's not just me this year, but I think this game is more important to every Michigan fan. Michigan-Michigan State versus the Michigan-Ohio State game this year. I really believe this is the number one game this year. A lot of Michigan fans probably won't admit that, but this year, this is the one that everybody's got on their target.
If they were honest, percentage of Michigan fans would tell you that this year the Michigan State game is the most important?
I think if they were being completely honest with you, they'd probably be 75 or 80%. But
really?
The bottom line is they're not going to be completely honest with you. They're just not going they're not going to admit it to their Sparty brethren, because you know you don't want to you got to maintain that smug attitude towards little brothers. My car used to always address.
That's the arrogance, ladies and gentlemen. We've talked about that before. That's exactly the kind of thing that motivates Michigan State. We've talked about how Michigan State is always fighting for respect, even now. And some Michigan State players have talked about that. Dan Enos talked about that, that it was always a drive when he was a player, when he was a coach. They knew what Michigan had done in the past, but they just wanted to be in the conversation.
Well, I think Michigan State will win a Big Ten title, which they haven't done in 20 years. Maybe that might get a little respect. That might have something to do with it. But, you know, Michigan State was always that little nagging team. You always had to worry about them. And Michigan When Michigan State plays Michigan, they're going to give them their best punch, and this year should be a slugfest. You know, and always it goes against the expectation. We think it's going to be a low-scoring game. It gets to be a high-scoring game. And now everybody's thinking this week it's going to be in the 40s. You see all the score predictions from the fans and the call-in shows like ours. It's 45, 42, and things like that. Maybe it's going to be in the 20s. Sometimes you just expect the unexpected. The turnover is going to be the factor in this game. And I think Michigan is going to need a couple turnovers from Michigan State to help their cause. I will admit that.
So you're saying that Michigan State has to beat itself for Michigan to come out with a
W? I really think that. You know, and I think that's going to happen, to be honest with you. Yeah, I do think that's going to happen.
Because it's their first road game?
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Might
you know,
have something to do
I mean,
with
well,
it too.
Yeah, they've gone to Ford Field, if you want to call that a road game. And but I just.
There were 38 fans there from Florida. Atlantic, so that's
yeah,
the road
okay,
game.
Whatever. So, I mean, with that 3-3-5, that cushion defense giving up a lot of yards, Sparty's going to have to make a mistake.
You know, when I see you have five defensive backs out there and you're giving up 480 passing yards,
yeah.
Just
working.
Think if you played four defensive backs, how many it would be.
Ouch.
We'll be back, and we're going to take your calls in hour two. We're going to start with that, an open line segment, 339. 393-3700, 393-3700, the number to call. We're also going to talk with Joellen Ferrer of StubHub and Angelique Shingelis of the Detroit News. Coming up next on a special Jack and Tom Show edition of Ebling & You, 1320 WILS.